Welcome back to Free Marijuana Podcast. I'm here in the studio with Justin Penteloup. Justin, you've been invited back.
It's good to be back.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
As for me as well.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't even make you sweep up the place or anything like that.
Actually, that's not true, Bill. They actually did make me sweep some stuff up last time.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's true. Okay. So, Justin, you were telling me that the hub of the marijuana industry, the cannabis industry in your company, is compliance. It kind of starts and ends there. And you made an interesting point that compliance is a window to best practices in business.
That's
correct. Have I paraphrased this correctly?
You have.
Good. So tell me the next thing you think of with compliance being that window.
Or essentially being, yeah, the hub or the window. And I'll start with the reason why we try not to use the word compliance as much as it is because compliance really almost insinuates very cold feelings from our customers. So if you say compliance, you're automatically looked at as kind of a me too to come in and try and get them to walk the line.
Right, I'm gonna tell you what's wrong.
I'm gonna tell you what's wrong, what's right. I'm gonna tell you my interpretation of the code, all this stuff. That is not the way to go about it.
Right.
And that's certainly not how we go about it.
Okay.
So
okay.
When we do look at that, and we start with compliance because people know the term, they understand it, it's a buzzword in the industry right now. The MED is currently, which is the Marijuana Enforcement Division here in Colorado, they're currently ramping up investigators, you know, 300% from last year.
Right.
So we're going from a few to over 100 by the end of the year.
Yeah, just to check on you.
So it's a buzzword, right?
Okay.
So we use it. But really what we're doing is we're helping instill best business practices.
Okay, so you help that. Compliance might be what they can latch onto.
Yes. They can relate to it.
Okay.
They know it.
So they speak that, they understand it, but you're not coming in as super cop.
Correct. Yeah, okay. We're not whistleblowers.
So, you mentioned compliance helps you figure out operational efficiencies. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, and it really does. So a perfect example is if you look through, every license type has a minimum of 220 distinct statutes that pertain just to that license type. And when I say license type, I mean cultivation, you know, infused product, store, whatever, right? And so some of those actual codes, if you will,
or statutes.
You're
doing sign language on the radio, just so you know. You just did a sign thing.
I do that.
Okay.
So
he
for
wrote
the audience
code with
there,
his fingers there, just, you know.
I talk with my hands, so if you're lucky, I'll put out a YouTube video later, and it will be even that much more entertaining.
There's such a thing called bad luck. You know, okay,
yes.
But, okay.
But we all know that that's not the case here.
No, you've got a better face for radio.
So everyone tells me that. Gosh, that's so perfect. It must be true. So basically, if you want to look at an operational isolated statute that I was referring to, you're going to have something to do with standard operating procedures.
Okay.
So throughout the MED code, you have all sorts of standard operating procedures that they require, but then when you read the required standard operating procedures, you realize that this is just, again, best business practice. It's almost like the MED is trying to tell you, you have to be a real business
to
be able to be privileged enough to be a license holder.
It could be something as simple as the MED says this is a compliant issue. A standard operating procedure is, can we get out if there's a fire?
Exactly. So that's more of a federal and like an OSHA thing. But so what I was referring to, like, let's say I'm an infused producer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am distributing products to be consumed.
Right? Exactly. Yes.
So if I don't have a standard processing procedure in place for the best practice, not just from a safety perspective, but from an efficiency perspective.
Right, sure.
On
efficiency,
how I extract
security,
and process and distribute my products, well, I'm in violation of the MED code.
And you're running a bad business.
Well,
most importantly,
I'm running a bad business.
Right.
But let's think about the indirect effects of that. If I don't have that in place, think about my employees. Think about my partners. Think about the misdirection. Think about the unorganized infrastructure. It leads to higher turnover and employee attrition.
Sure.
It leads to a poorer product. It leads to a more expensive cost of goods sold in operation.
Right.
So what
That's
we're
true.
Trying to do is get to the root of all of this so that we can help these businesses be more efficient, more profitable, and sustain a better culture.
Well, as we close, I should tell you, you did mention misdirection, and many years ago I dated her.
Haven't we all, though?
Come back next time. It's a Free Marijuana Podcast.